broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Specifically, the business of employment. As we know, in South Africa, we have been an economy that is beleaguered by challenges of inequality and unemployment. And according to the latest Stats SA quarterly labor force survey, it shows that there has been a slight decrease in the unemployment figures in South Africa. 31.9% of South Africans are unemployed, but this does leave us with many questions in terms of understanding the context of employment in South Africa. To help us unpack more about these figures, we join on the line by the acting DDG, responsible for population and social statistics at Stats SA, Soli Molai. Such a pleasure to have you with us, DDG. Appreciate your time tonight. I know that you've been an active participant in collating many of these numbers and giving us some perspective on it. But the slight decrease in unemployment, help us contextualize where the improvement comes from.
Yes. Good evening, and good evening to the listeners. Yes, indeed, today we released a labor force survey. This is our quarterly labor force survey, so we do release the numbers on a quarterly basis, just looking at some of these indicators, looking at employment, unemployment, and we also deal with the issues around those who are not economically active. And as you already mentioned in your introduction, in this quarter, which is quarter four of 2024, we're seeing a decrease of 0.2 percentage point for unemployment rate. But I think before I get to your question, I just wanted to also to mention that in quarter four, we are also seeing that employed person. Mm-hmm. Now we are entering a 17 million mark. So before COVID-19, we were sitting around 16.4 million persons who are employed. Now we're sitting around 17.1 million persons employed. For us as statisticians, I think our interest is to see whether are we going to sustain the 17 million mark and also how it's going to increase.
Yes.
So looking at which sectors, maybe we can quickly maybe go to the sectors and just to give a sense of which sectors they recorded the increase and those who recorded the decrease.
Sure.
So out of the 10 industries, finance, manufacturing, private household and transport, this is where we are seeing an increase in terms of employment. Finance is leading with about 232,000 jobs, followed by manufacturing, about 41, and private household. This is where we found domestic workers, your gardener, those who are assisting us at our homes, and then transport sitting around 17,000. Looking at the other side of the coin, we're seeing community and social services. This is where now you find the teachers, your health workers. We're seeing a negative of 63,000 jobs lost. So in this quarter four, this was the biggest decrease. And then followed by trade. So trade is sitting around 48,000 losses of jobs. But then if you double click in trade, you will see that your hotels and restaurants, they actually have created jobs. And if you think about it, during December time, that's where we are. Most of us, we go to restaurants. So we see restaurants that actually created jobs during that period. Construction is one of the industries that we are seeing from quarter to quarter is not performing well in terms of creating jobs. It's also seeing a negative of 20,000 jobs. Mining, it's also one of the industries that is not also performing well, sitting at 18,000 minus, and agriculture and utilities sitting at 17,000 and 11,000.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you've given us this overview of the different sectors, because it does put things into perspective and add color to the detail. What I'm keen to zone back into is the 17 million that you alluded to. And of course, what we ultimately want to determine is the trend in terms of maintaining or the increase that we've seen here. When we look at the overall trend, at least maybe over the last four quarters, or the average that we witness in comparison to even previous years, what do we see there, DDG? In terms of the trends regarding employment in South Africa?
Okay, I'll give it in two ways. So let's start with the quarter. So if you look at quarter by quarter in 2024, we started with quarter one, we created around 22,000 jobs. Quarter two, we had a decrease of 92,000 jobs. Then quarter three, we had a recovery of 294,000. And then now in quarter four, we're sitting around 132,000. So if you look at it in year to year, for 2024, we created roughly around 354,000 jobs. But then, if you compare it with the previous years, for example, in 2023, we were creating 958,000. So we had more jobs created in 2023 compared in 2024. And similarly, in 2022, we also had more jobs created, but it was coming from the low base of 2021. Remember, 2021, we were having a negative, even subsequent to before 2021, 2022, which was COVID-19 years, if I may call it that way. Both years, 2020 and 2021, we had a negative. So the 2022, it had a big jump, but it was coming from a lower base. 2023, I think it was a good year that was showing us whether in terms of recovery, we were sitting around 958,000. But then 2024, like I said, for the four quarters annually, we're sitting about 354,000. So that is the trend that we're seeing. So if you ask me a question, whether looking at the 17.1 million vis-a-vis the indicator that's coming from the National Development Plan of unemployment rates sitting around 6% in 2030, with the rate that we're creating jobs, I think you could do your own mathematics and you could see whether are we able to get to move from 32 to the unemployment rate that is sitting now at 31.9% to 6% in the next 5 years, 4 years to come. I think that's the question that probably we will be discussing with some of the policymakers.
Yeah, very true, very true. And as you say, it doesn't take, I know you studied immensely for this DDG with your mathematical statistics. So in terms of providing the metrics, it definitely does add up. And there are some shortfalls and concerns from a policy point of view. And this also speaks to an important metric when it comes to us reviewing the employment figures in South Africa. Youth unemployment. This continues to be viewed as the Achilles tendon of the economy. What trends have we been seeing in terms of those numbers on a quarter-on-quarter basis?
So looking at the youth and you're looking from quarter-on-quarter, we're still seeing the same picture. And youth here, we're referring to 15 to 34. If you look at the unemployment, the official unemployment rate for youth, it's sitting around 44.6%, which is higher than the national unemployment rate. And this has been consistent throughout. Even if you can take it back to 2014, it was sitting around 34.8%. So youth are still vulnerable to unemployment. So comparing it to the 35 to 64, their unemployment rate is sitting around 22.7%. It's even below the national. So youth, I think it is a challenge for in terms of creating jobs. And you could also see it from the numbers when you broke it down by a level of education. You will see that those with less matric and matric, their unemployment rate is higher compared to those who've got other tertiary or graduates. So I think the long and short of it just says that just having a matric, chances of you getting employed, it's going to be very tough compared to someone who's got tertiary education.
100%. Acting DDG, it's been such a pleasure speaking to you. We'll have to leave it there, but I think you wanted to add something briefly.
Yes, I think the other thing, sure, the trend that we're also seeing is the, when you look at it in terms of race and you overlay it with the gender, we're still seeing that unemployment rate among the Black Africans, African women, mm-hmm, is still high. And mm-hmm, this is something that we've been seeing through quarter since, I don't even remember now from which quarter, but it's something that we're picking up. And Black African women, they continue to be the most vulnerable when it comes to unemployment rate. I mean, they're sitting around 38%. And remember, I already told you that it's this, if you compare it with the national one, this is quite high. What else, when you look at us males, our unemployment rate, it's compared to females, there is a gap, and which also already tells you and give you a sense of the profile of the people who are working vis-a-vis the profile of people who are not working.
That's so true. Truly appreciate that, because you're quite right. It gives us a heightened level of appreciation and an understanding of the socioeconomics in the country that typically a face like mine. is the face of unemployment. Black, female, at 35, really does give us greater context into these dynamics. Acting DDG, it's been such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I hope that we can deep dive into the numbers further one day, given your passion as well for social statistics as it's come through in this conversation.
Please invite me. I will definitely come.
Fantastic. It's in your mail. Expect it soon.
Thank you. Enjoy evening.
Thank you so much. That is the acting DDG, responsible for population and social statistics at Stats SA, Soli Mulai.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.